Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And welcome back. I hope you're having a great day. I am. Not that that's trying to marginalize your day. But anyway, this show is also sponsored by reclaimingtherepublic.org as well as republicreview.org. You are listening to the only show that will talk about the tangible solutions that will get the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution, which will fix probably over 98% of all of the problems we are suffering under government tyranny. Well, with that, I'll just say that you're more than welcome to try to dial in. And as a matter of fact, I've got so much. I'm going to have my phone thing. I'm going to try to keep it up so it's visible, but it gets buried because I have to shuffle apps and information that I want to make sure I get to. So, and I've been saying this for a while, the best way to probably get a comment, and actually I got a listener's comment email this morning. I got it, and I'll bring it up later on in the show. So, I mean, there you go. If you just send me an email, you get rewarded because I'll mention your name. Now, if you want to include the town, state, or any, you know, where you're from, that would be good too. But either way, it doesn't matter. And if you don't want me to mention your name, I won't. But anyway, just tell me what you want me to say regarding your identity. Anyway, the number to call in if you want to try, it's 215-867-8255 or 215-TOP-TALK. A couple of things real quick that I want to get into, some of the stuff we're going to get into today, but I got to make a note. Clarence Thomas is breaking his silence. I'm not sure, you know, what's going on, and I don't know if it was a big deal that he's never asked a question. Maybe the pertinent questions were being asked, or maybe he had done enough due diligence to already know not having to ask a question. Some of the times I listen to some of the questions and I go, is this the first time they're learning about this? You would think that when they're going to have a brief in front of them that they would have done the due diligence. So, you know, some jurists, people are naturally lazy. And so I have the highest respect. He's probably, Scalia was a good jurist, and I think Clarence Thomas is a good jurist. I probably think my favorite Supreme Court jurist, if you're asking, is John Jay. And that's because under the real design of the Supreme Court only had a minuscule role. They didn't have the ability to change. And he understood this. He understood that they were literally just they were a balance of, you know, the checks and balances within the different departments, or I should say branches of the government. And he realized that, you know, it wasn't a branch of government that had any other power other than, well, it's in the Constitution or it's not in the Constitution, because that's all they were supposed to do. They weren't supposed to be able to move agendas down the road so that they could force and actually legislate from the bench. So knowing that, and after serving on the bench, when they asked him after he had his failed fiasco treaty with Spain and New Orleans and the Mississippi, they said, hey, do you want to go back to the Supreme Court? And he said, no, that's a do-nothing job. I mean, it's just boring. And so I think he got it right. That's what it was supposed to be. And after that, when John Marshall became the Chief Justice for the Supreme Court, that is when they started moving the agenda, centralizing powers, and self-aggrandizing the federal government. So anyway, enough with SCOTUS. I'm going to get into more marketing. I'm hoping to actually hit some summary and analysis on the Kentucky resolutions that we've already gone through. And then we'll go through the Virginia resolutions, if not today, tomorrow. And I am going to get into the militia, get back and finish the militia perspective and how egregiously we are violating the Constitution egregiously. Let me put it in proper context or syntax. Anyway, if you didn't know, it's the last supermoon that we're going to have, and they call this supermoon tonight is the super worm moon. Go get a picture of it. Then you have a picture of the super worm moon. Where do they come up with these names? I don't know. Anyway, let me do my obligatory groveling, and I'm trying to calmly rush. I know that's kind of a paradox or an oxymoron, but I know that when I rush, I either mispronounce words, you know, stumble or what have you. So I'm going to try to get through a lot of stuff today. One of the things I want to tell you is I have come up with a sponsor, and it is the Red State Coffee Grinds, and you can buy their Red State Coffee Grinds, and it's Red State Coffee, Red State Coffee Beans. And so we're going to be posting that information coming up, because I think a lot of you probably have a morning joe, or you drink coffee on a regular basis, and you probably pay the same amount of money for coffee. Why don't you get Red State Coffee? You can support this show. You can enjoy a good drink, and that's one way you can get involved, right? We need your help, and as you know, we have a crowdfunding out there on GoFundMe. Look for Reclaiming the Republic if you want to support us directly, financially. That's one way to do it as well. And the only thing that we're asking for financially is just for reimbursement over travel expenses. I've got to go to Wyoming again in a little over a month, and I, you know, would appreciate some help. You know, my wife always gives me the stink eye that, you know, why are we subsidizing this revolution? With that, let me just move on, because I just made a big faux pas. You never say things like that about your wife, especially in public, because even if she's not there, it's going to get back to her. So I shouldn't have said that. So we'll just unring that bell, okay? I didn't say it. I deny it. And even though it's recorded, it'll be in my podcast, and I'm sure somebody's going to send it to her. Anyway, it is not about money. We need all sorts of support. And as a matter of fact, I'll just reemphasize this for those who are new listeners. I'm not here to make any salary. I'm not here to make any money. As a matter of fact, we're losing money. We're using my retirement to kind of help fund, you know, these efforts and so forth. And so what we are trying to do is we're just trying to get you involved. We've been so blessed. I can't tell you how blessed we have been in doing all of this. It's not like we're being crushed financially, but we'd like to share those blessings with anybody that believes that it's important in saving our Constitutional Republic. I will tell you that we've got about 10 years. You will rue the day when we lose our Constitution and are being subjugated by a global governance, tyrant, despotic government, whatever. You will rue the day that you didn't recognize and stand up and do something. But again, we're trying to use the framers' formula, where it is not about self-interest, and it is not about, you know, GR. It's not about any particular. The people that are going to rise to become real leaders are these state legislators. As a matter of fact, one state legislator that is a champion and on the path of becoming a Thomas Jefferson is Scott Clem and former Representative Marty Halverson. I mean, these people are becoming the huge vocal champions within Wyoming, and there are many others. I'm the facilitator. I may have had the insights and the inspiration of what to do and so forth, but in all honesty, they're the leaders. They are the ones that are going to make the real difference. And so we need your support in helping them. And so in helping the rest of these Thomas Jeffersons, Rufus Kings, and all of these other great reframers of our republic, because that's what I like to call them, because they're obviously they're not the framers, but they're going to reframe and put us back into the original framework, so and restore our constitutional republic. I will also tell you that if you have computer literacy, you want to get involved, send me an email, info@reclaimingtherepublic. If you want to make a comment, info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. At reclaimingtherepublic.org, want to say that .org. And then if you want to get leading in your state, in your county, just send me an email. I would also recommend you get involved with the constitutionclub.ning.com with Keith Broders and Company. They're doing great things. And then you'll get on Keith Broder's email list and you will be getting good content from Keith. I'll also say that you should look into ourfirstright.org and get involved with those folks and try to help bring this information to the, you know, to the radar of everybody else that you know. We want to see that amendment actually get passed. And this amendment, this First Right Amendment, which is the first amendment of the Bill of Rights that never did get passed, is just languishing out there. If we get that passed, we can actually drain the swamp, or at least we'll displace the swamp, as I talked about in my interview with Aaron William Lee. We'll displace the swamp for a little while. See, there I go, mispronouncing. So we will be right back after these two promos. So please stay tuned, and we're going to get into some marketing and the important news that isn't going anywhere as soon as we get back after these breaks. Thank you so much. Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcasts and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Mobiusstrip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Mobiusstrip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the Republic Review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue. And so before I go too much further, thank you for taking the time and effort to, you know, listen to either stream or those of you that are tuning in via Alexa or what have you. However you're getting this message, thank you for tuning in. More importantly, because we've been rising in the numbers and so forth, thank you for letting other people know. I think some of you may have just stumbled across this, but please get the word out that there's, I know that there's a lot of people that are apathetic because it just seems like every conservative effort, every conservative group, they have a lot of good ideas or they have a lot of good, you know, principles and values that, you know, we all support, you know, like stopping abortion or stopping immigration or stopping the, you know, the influx of Islamic refugees like ACT and all of that and shutting down Islam. There's all these myopic organizations out there, but none of them. I'll just emphasize this because I always start the show off this way, but and I've already done it, but no one else is actually talking about the actual solution, what it takes to get us back into a state of liberty with the federal government complying. There's that word again, comply. Complying to the Constitution. So, as I always do as well, I looked at the news today, and there is no sign that the federal government is going to stop its tyranny that is imposing upon us and our states. What that means is you and I are going to have to do it. We're going to have to shut down their usurpation of the state's roles, responsibilities, and powers, period. We're going to have to do it. They're not going to do it. And if you're waiting for that day, you know, like that super worm moon, when it's going to happen, it is not going to happen. Now, let me lead off with a story that you may not have heard, but you need to, because this is all about marketing, right? And this is an anti-Christianity story, and this will probably get your blood boiling. Houston, Texas, a gentleman by the name of Alberto Garza, who actually likes to have a drag queen persona, and the name that Alberto goes by is Tatiana Malanina, and he's about 6 feet tall, 200 pounds, and he also happens to be a male sex offender who was convicted in 2008 of sexually assaulting an eight-year-old boy, okay? Just trying to set the stage for you. And so Alberto, he is now working in the Houston Public Library. He's probably not being paid. I don't know the details on what he's, you know, how he got there. But the fact of the matter is he's working as a drag queen for story time for young children, which is actually, so he is being paid because it's funded by it's funded by taxpayer dollars. So apparently he's getting paid to do this. And so a group of parents known as Mass Resistance has stepped up. They discovered the criminal background on Garza. And so after the library had failed to perform this background check, because here, you know, he already was convicted of this, you know, assault against an eight-year-old boy. And so, you know, just the liability, I just can't understand why people are not doing the due diligence. Anyway, Mass Resistance is suing the city to stop this program and claiming that the government is sponsoring secular humanism, which is absolutely true. So they're actually pushing forward in a suit that is proving that the city of Houston and that the government itself, I've written this, and actually this is not an original idea by me. Milton Friedman, in his book Free to Choose, points out that the federal government is violating the Establishment Clause. And so here's a group that is suing Houston and the government down there for violating the Establishment Clause of religion. And so I'm hoping that they can, you know, gain traction on this because the original lawsuit was dismissed. I'm going to look deeper into this story, but, you know, my hat's off to any organization that starts standing up and bringing this argument forward. I'm working on an article that actually and gives you the academic evidence of how we were a Christian nation, we were a Christian republic, and how the federal government has been able to slowly creep around the back door and shut down Christianity and establish a national secular church without having to appoint, you know, a building, brick and mortar building or anything else. They are the enforcers and they edict the doctrine that you will preach, whether it's climatology, creation, or actually not creation, evolution, all of the things that are the antithesis of Christianity. So you can't tell me that they're not violating the Establishment Clause. And I would challenge anybody, sit down and start listing the doctrines of Christianity and then look at what they're teaching, and you will find that they are teaching everything they can to try to cancel out all those doctrines so that your children are learning that Christianity is evil. It wants to control you. It wants to take away your freedom of having a good time because you're entitled to enjoy life. That is not necessarily the words they teach, but that is the paradigm that they are instilling in the children. And so anyway, former deep state, if you haven't heard, former deep state president, President Bush Jr., has decided to pipe in once again in selling out America. And so he's out there basically talking about illegal immigration is a good thing. Bottom line is he has a high liability for allowing the invasion to continue. He should be banned. I mean, it's not like he's going to become a public servant, but he's obviously just another one of the many dolts that has committed moral perjury by not supporting the Constitution and by allowing laws and even supporting laws that violate the Constitution. Everybody's been talking about New Zealand and this gun attack and everything else. And I'm not going to pipe into it other than this one little irony that they're going after gun control and they want to have quick, swift, sweeping action in shutting down their citizens' rights to bear arms. But it was a concealed carry citizen who was the one that stopped, you know, the carnage from continuing. And I believe they've already found out that he had another ambitious goal of hitting a different target as well. And so I just find it fascinating how they've completely ignored the obvious. And the better position to take as far as the government goes is not just asking, but supporting the citizenry of carrying, open carry, concealed carry. Because the more people that are armed, the less likelihood of somebody wanting to, one, commit a crime. It's been proven. These facts are true. That if you know that this whole town is carrying and packing heat, their crime goes down dramatically. And all of a sudden, the crime around them goes up dramatically because the criminals in that town, they don't want to get shot. So they'll go to the other town where they're restricting guns. If you want to really take on these problems, you have to start arming your citizenry. And there's no better way of doing it constitutionally than getting and establishing a formal militia in every state and actually giving these folks military weapons, issuing them. So here you go. When you issue that military weapon, whether it's a 50 cal or what have you, then when that person is no longer serving in the militia, whether they die or what have you, God forbid, but that weapon and ammo and whatever he'd been issued comes back to the state and they can reissue it to somebody else. We're not giving them guns. We're arming them to be able to do their job in case of an emergency, like an invasion that I've been harping on. And so that's the direction. If you want to stop all of this senseless violence, start arming teachers, start arming everybody. I'm going to tell you, let that progressive school say, we don't want anybody to be armed here, and watch what happens. That's where the crime and that's where the next carnage will be when all the other schools around are well armed and well protected. It is a empirical data fact, or I should say the empirical data is out there. And I'm trying to remember who was the guy that actually, so Stephen Halbert wrote some books about this, but there was a gentleman that actually wrote and did a study, an academic study on it. And I forget his name. And it wasn't Kirsch or Kat. No, it wasn't him. Anyway, the data's out there. If you want to look into it, just send me an email and I will actually give you a lot of different academic studies out there that prove that when you have a high armed populace, crime goes down. These types of things go down dramatically. I will also tell you that once again, the Electoral College seems to be under attack. I guess Colorado has just, you know, put their hat into the ring by abdicating their constitutional responsibility by appointing Electoral College. And what they're doing in the Department of Justice needs to nip this at the bud. They need to shut down these states and say, if state, you know, Secretary of State, well, I don't want to rush, so I'm going to finish this when we come back from the break. So please stay tuned, and we will be right back after this talking about the Electoral College and what should happen by the Department of Justice and President Trump. We'll be right back after this. Thank you so much. Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. And let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath even though we're not required to take it because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open.
And so, as I was just saying before the break, there are more and more states that are going down the path of throwing away the Electoral College. And basically, instead of allowing the voters to have representation, the hacks are deciding that they will surrender, even if their state votes in opposite direction of the popular vote, they will surrender their electoral votes to the popular vote. And so what that is, it's a strict and egregious violation of the Constitution. So this is what needs to happen. The Department of Justice and Trump needs to go after every politician that has voted in violating the Constitution in supporting this, have them removed from public office using Section 3. See, you're already knowing where I'm going with this because I've been harping on this. Section 3 of the 14th Amendment makes it a crime, or actually it's not a crime, it makes you ineligible to be a public servant when you violate the Constitution and you actually support enemies of the Constitution, providing aid, which that's exactly what these guys are doing. They're aiding in violating the Constitution. They're actually voting to do this, so they need to be removed from public service and banned for the rest of their lives so that they can no longer serve. Now, here's the problem. We have so many immoral Congress people that they will probably vote 2/3 to let every single one of these progressive dolts back in. That's why I told you that everybody that had voted against to reprimand the president on the national emergency in supporting illegal immigration, as I have ranted on this several times, they all should be removed in the same vehicle, same way, using Section 3 of the 14th Amendment and shutting them down from public service. That means, yes, Senator Lee, there's some good folks that made a big mistake because they only looked at the concept of checks and balances and separations of powers, and hey, this is Congress's responsibility. Well, the fact is, Senator Lee and Senator Rand Paul and the rest of them who think that they're on the right side of the Constitution, for decades we've been under a methodical invasion from our southern neighbors. You have a responsibility of protecting the states from an invasion. And because you haven't done anything, then the president has every right, because his job is to faithfully execute the laws of the land, the Constitution, and you're calling him out for violating that. You're providing aid and comfort to the enemies against our Constitution who are methodically invading this land, period. And you have no business in being a public servant anymore, as far as I'm concerned. Isn't it nice to understand the Constitution and some of the blessings that the divine hand of providence has put in there? We have to start using the Constitution. Hate to make that old cliche, but here it comes. The Constitution is the solution, and we need to get into compliance, period. So, everybody is probably buzzing a little bit about the new Fox. I am telling you, and I have been telling you, there is a reason why Fox doesn't talk about Agenda 21. There's a reason why they're not out there telling you, you know, where the origins of all of these progressive agendas. It's really a republic. They are a part of what they call controlled opposition. I've talked about this before. They're just keeping you focused on these guys are bad and we're good, instead of saying, hey, this is what we need to do. Here's the real problems, identifying the real problems, identifying the real solutions. They don't want the real solutions. And so this new Fox has hired Paul Ryan as a part of their board or what have you. I'm going, really? You've got to be kidding me. I believe that anybody that is a real patriot that recognizes what a rhino, what a progressive Paul Ryan really was, I think you need to start voting with your feet and moving to internet and doing your own news research and so forth. You know, I like Tucker Carlson. I like Judge Judge Jeanine, and I think that, you know, I'm bad with names. I apologize, Judge. Anywho, I truly believe that they had really good talent, but those talents that seem to be rigid. I was in a meeting last night. I was actually called a wacko because I believe in enforcing the Constitution. And the old adage argument, well, we've been doing it this way for so long. What's the matter with it? And then I started bringing up, talking about this gentleman's labor contract with his employer. And he all of a sudden started realizing he wasn't going to win the argument and he was probably going to be put in a position where he says, okay, I see your point. So instead of that, he says, well, I can see I'm not going to win the argument, and just tried to derail that. But the fact of the matter is, my friends, is that we have we have to start enforcing the contract. And so this begs, this whole Fox News, this begs for a real, true media to come forth. And the day is coming. And if you read my second book, which is We the People, the Strategy to Convene a Convention for Republic Review. And I use the word convention as not necessarily what people, you know, because people see that word, they go, oh, he's calling for an Article 5 convention. No, that's not the intent. And I've talked about this. And so I'm not going to go down that path again. And I'm actually probably going to write a really good article and provide all the evidence so that you can actually look at emails and so forth from different organizations and go, huh, interesting. Well, you know, there's another part of the controlled opposition, because I'm finding that almost every organization out there that's been around for a long time has been abducted by the, I'll just say, you know, the deep state, and they are a part of the controlled opposition. Fortunately, I will say that the Eagle Forum and, you know, like Orlean, who was on this show, they have not been penetrated. They're not going down that path. They've maintained their integrity even after Phyllis Schlafly, the founder, has passed away, which is, I think, remarkable. However, they have had their lumps and bumps because there had been a faction, or I should say a split, in the family, the Schlafly family, and two brothers went off and took part of the Eagle Forum and created the Dark Eagle Forum, Screaming Eagles or what have you. And so it's, if you know anybody in the Eagle Forum world that is a part of the good Eagle Forum that I'm talking about, that is under Anne Schlafly, which is the daughter of Phyllis, then talk to them, and they will give you the 411 and all the info you would need on what the heck happened to the Eagle Forum after Phyllis had passed. Anyway, buyer beware. I want to put this out here. Buyer beware. China is selling a very cheap $65 smartphone that is one of the best intelligence collection devices that they've got. If you want to give China all of the information and start, you know, being tracked and everything else by China, then go buy this smartphone. I would highly recommend, if you're buying any type of electronics that is coming from China, then you are being tracked, whatever it is, because they're putting spy firmware or software in their firmware to do all sorts of data gathering and so forth. And so if it's a smart device, then it is, you know, and you're giving it access to your network, or who knows, it might even be hacking and helping hack your network. But bottom line is, they are evil players, and China can't be trusted. That's why, you know, it's not just about economics. It is about dominance. China has a strategy to knock America down and become the world dominating force. That's their strategy. It's been out there, and it's actually been exposed since the 90s, and they are on track in getting there. They are our biggest opposition. Anyway, I didn't finish this. I really believe that when you see Republic Review stand up, I honestly believe that there will be a coalition, or I should say a uniting of maybe investors and other, not necessarily media moguls, but I believe a media mogul will come out of Republic Review, because they are going to do some things that, you know, are going to blow you away, and you're going to start getting raw, some unfiltered intelligence as far as news, as well as really good journalistic opinions. I think that that's what's going to happen. I believe ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, MSNBC, all of these other news outlets that are a bunch of just a part of the propaganda mill, they are going to become extinct. I think that America has gotten wise to fake news. They've gotten wise to the propaganda mill and everything else. and they are going to become extinct. That this new honest network is going to rise, and they're going to come facing the challenges of the demands of you wanting the truth, and they're going to deliver. And so when we come back, I want to get really quickly into some climatology news. And we've got a few other things to get through, so we won't be able to get into the Kentucky resolution summations, but we will tomorrow because I'm not going to do any more news tomorrow. But we'll be right back after this. Thank you so much. Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to ReclaimingTheRepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much.
To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to ReclaimingTheRepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process.
Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255. And so this oh-so-the-communist Green New Deal and this apparently 12 years before we die, if you really look at what is 12 years from now, well, technically, that's 2031, right? Well, if you understand the Paris Treaty and what they were basically claiming, that was the 12-year deadline for implementing all of these things, and that America got off of that treaty. And so if you start looking at this, this plan is really a regurgitation of the international panel on climate change that is a part of the UN, and it is a radical ideology. And I forget, there was a professor from Wyoming, a flaming liberal from Wyoming, that was instigating and, you know, pontificating that this is what we have to do. We have to go take these drastic measures. And I'm here to tell you that when a volcano erupts, the amount of emissions that it puts into the atmosphere makes man and mankind look like a little bump on the behind of a gnat in comparison. I can't tell you how, excuse me, I can't tell you how self-aggrandizing these folks are making human beings on the face of the earth. Yeah, we have done some things, but Mother Nature has made more creatures extinct than mankind could even dream of. Not just creatures, but plants and everything else. And so it is a very ambitious and self-aggrandizing thing that mankind, in even our immense state today on the earth, and the way we live, is that detrimental to the earth and our, you know, our survival. I think more people, and as a matter of fact, where's Stephen Hawking when you need him? Because Stephen Hawking is basically, you know, he's selling everybody that we're going to go down in flames based on artificial intelligence, has nothing to do with this global warming and all that other crap. Anyway, if you haven't heard, and I know you have heard, but I think this is great, and this is only the beginning. More people need, especially conservatives, if you're a conservative and you have money, get into the Twitter sphere. Start actually being bold and brazen and, you know, refuting all of these progressive claims and getting in progressive faces. And you will find that Twitter will be censoring you. Twitter will go after you. So Devin Nunes is now suing them for $250 million. And he's not only accusing them, he has evidence to show that they've been shadow banning him. They've been going after him. And he's also suing Twitter accounts, one, to flush out who these people are, who do they work for, and we, you know, it's been asserted, and they believe that these people are actually Twitter employees that have been going after him. And so he is going after them for defamation, shadow banning, and a lot of different things, and I think that's great. I think if you want to create a, you know, a forum for communications and so forth, and you want to violate, I've said this before, I think the federal government ought to go after businesses that are operating in paradigms that violate our fundamental principles in our society. It's one thing for a business that is operating communications in a different country, but if you're going to operate here, then you need to be promoting and protecting the freedom of speech, period. And if you don't, then okay, we'll let you do that, but we are going to tax you severely so that it's just not cost effective for you to operate here. So you have one way of doing this. You either comply and you live by the principles that we as a society embrace, or just go do your business elsewhere and don't operate here anymore. Anyway, he actually names, like I said, these Twitter accounts and so forth. So I'm looking forward to seeing how this unwinds. Another thing that actually came out, and I don't know if you heard about this, but Portland, Oregon, they've had these Black Lives Matter protests and so forth. And just like everywhere else, they have people that get out into the streets and they obstruct traffic. So getting into a protest that just happened a little, I think it was late last year. A grand jury has determined that the police officers were justified in shooting Patrick Kimmons, who was an armed black man who ran towards the police with a gun during this protest. And in addition to this, like I said, they were also members of the protest were blocking traffic. Now, I'm going to go on a rant here, but just I'm going to reserve my rant for after getting through this. Apparently, a part of this was there was a case that was moving forward. Mark Allen Dickerson was trying to pass through. He was a driver. He was trying to pass through this line of protesters, and they began beating on his truck. Okay? They were inflicting property damage on his truck, illegally in the street and damaging his property. Well, guess what? He was arrested and he was charged with, I think, assault, reckless endangerment, reckless driving, and so forth. Well, anyway, the victim's name was Arthur A. Dudley. And again, he put himself not only in the path, but he put himself in the path twice and was struck by Dickerson. A judge, Judge Walker, a black man, dropped the charges against Dickerson because two basic reasons. Dudley had a hard time staying in court, and I don't know why. Maybe he had a drug addiction or something like that. Or you know, mental issues. I don't know. I'm only speculating. But I will say this, that the case was dismissed because he was unable to stay in court. And second, it seemed like the prosecution collapsed. And so here's my problem. Here is the government going after somebody that was trying to assert their civil rights and trying to protect their property because the government was failing to arrest these thugs and criminals. You have a right to use of the road. You have a right to free commerce and the flow of commerce within the United States. Somebody that gets into a road, whether it is a city street, whether it's a federal highway, whether it is a country highway, it doesn't matter. You have the right for the free transportation through the free flow of commerce for whatever purpose, going to work, going shopping, whatever you are doing, you have a right to have unfettered access and driving. That's why these roundabouts infuriate me, because government is trying to change your behavior by invoking these roundabouts and saying, hey, we want to make sure you slow down, even if there is nobody that is going to, you know, waiting to come like an intersection with a light. It is far cheaper and it is far more productive to put in lights so that when somebody does come, you can change the light if traffic's heavy. But in rural settings, we're getting roundabouts out here in Idaho and so forth that have nothing to do with anything but changing your behavior and driving. So I've gone down this other path on this tangent, but when these protesters get out into the street, they need to be thrown in jail for violating your civil rights. And they need to be tried and they need to be convicted. And what's going on in Seattle, I'll get into that. But, you know, all of these cities that are absolutely eliminating crimes and no longer enforcing crimes, that is killing me. And the fact that they're doing this, because I've talked about this before and I might as well go into it now. This Como TV news documentary, Como's a channel in Seattle. And this is like the third, I believe, in a series of documentaries. And this one is titled Seattle is Dying. And there's a lot of people that are really starting to dive into this. And nobody is really asking the questions, why is this becoming a rampant problem? Well, first off, it's because we are indoctrinating children in the education systems that they are entitled. They're entitled to feel good. They're entitled to do whatever it is they want. And so as they've grown up and they've realized that, well, life is hard, I just want to feel good. And they're pointing out that this crisis of homelessness isn't really about homelessness. It is about drug addiction. And 100%, I mean, this gets exposed in this documentary, 100% of these people that are homeless in Seattle are drug addicts. Now, I don't think a good, you know, person that's lost their home and everything else that is literally homeless, I don't think they would want to even be a part of that. And they would probably steer away from cities that are doing this. And they would probably go to a place where they're going, huh, let's find a place where we can, you know, get back and get established, because their goal is not to be homeless. These people don't care. And how is it that we've gotten here? And everybody is focused on treating the symptoms of the problem instead of identifying the problem. And so I could easily go into that, but I've only got 10 seconds left. I would just tell you that I'm going to bring this up again tomorrow. We're going to lead with this, because I actually had a conversation last night with a gentleman that was actually living in Seattle and working there and had dealt with this problem. I'm G.R. Mobley. I'm Reclaiming the Republic. We're Reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. God bless, and we'll be back tomorrow.
The
The reason progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost every billionaire in the world is funding a vast array of different groups, and these groups' efforts are to undermine our republic and our Constitution. If you don't believe me, just Google donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to successfully combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, state lands, housing, labor, and many other roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states, is by you and I and local businesses getting involved in supporting political programs and efforts based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review. So please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and go to the contributions page, and you can become a listed supporter of Liberty.